This is Coach Green, UA head volleyball coach, and you're listening to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Alaska Airlines Center podcast with John and Kate.
We're back again and again.
And again and again. And we have another special guest joining us today.
A very special guest.
Our neighbor again in the building.
Yes.
Coach Chris Green, head coach of UAA Women's Volleyball. Chris, thank you for being here today.
Sure. I walked down the hallway and here I am. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Fighting all the traffic
made the long journey through the snow and ice.
Yep.
And all of that fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here today. I know we've talked about this before. You're a very busy man. The season's well underway. So we appreciate you taking the time today and coming in and chatting with us. And we certainly wanted to highlight the success that you've had now in your 12th season with UAA and the successful run that you're having right now. Just had a great game last night and have senior night tomorrow night to wrap up the regular season as you head into the playoffs.
Or Saturday night, if depending on when people are listening. Saturday night is senior night for volleyball.
Yep. Seattle Pacific, 7 o'clock game time here at the Alaska Airlines Center. Still time to get tickets. Come on down. This is a great, exciting team to watch. Very successful year this year and big things are going to happen for them. So plenty of time to come down and catch the game.
But first, before we hop into it, we're going to do a staff pick and we're doing favorite winter hobby. Go Coach Green.
I love to snow bike.
There we go.
I have a fat tire bike and it's one of my favorite things to do.
Do you bike from where you live to here?
I do sometimes. At this time of the year, I don't have time. But I will in the second semester.
Yeah. And we see a lot out there. You do a lot of winter biking. And it looks fun. We talked about it a few times. I need to get out there and try it because that looks fun.
Yeah. It is a lot of fun. On the single track trails, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good exercise too.
Oh, yeah.
And that's tough.
My winter hobby is puzzles now. I just opened up a 1,000 piece one. So zero exercise.
Jigsaw.
Yes. Yeah. Zero exercise. I'm not on your level, Coach Green, but maybe one day.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah. You know, we had over 900 people Thursday night last night. And we hope to get over 1,000 on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's senior night. And we have one senior eligibility wise that will be graduating and out of eligibility, another one academically who's a senior. So we'll be honoring those two young ladies. And, you know, like you said, we're wrapping up our season.
That's great.
Yeah. And touching a little bit on attendance too, you talked about that. And I believe it's at least maybe 4 years in a row now that you've led NCAA Division II volleyball in attendance.
Yeah, we have. We have led the country in Division II volleyball attendance for the last 4 or 5 years. I'm not sure where we are this year. We're a little down. Last year, I think we averaged 1,300, 1,400, and I think we're around 1,000 this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's great. And it really, you can tell the energy is there and the crowd gets into it. And it's a great sport to watch and you do a really good job with the team. And if anybody hasn't seen it yet, please come on out. This is an exciting team. You don't want to miss it. This is a lot of fun to watch.
Great place to watch volleyball.
Yeah. And I actually, like personally, I didn't really know that much about volleyball because I had like never really seen it. I'm from California and it just, you know, everybody was just at beach volleyball at Venice Beach. And that was pretty much the most exposure I had had. But coming here and, you know, we just had ASA volleyball with the high school championships. And that was really, really exciting. And, you know, now to see how well the program is doing here, it's been so exciting and fun to watch. I really think it's been great. It's been a good season.
Yeah. State championships, the high school state championships were hosted here. We were out of town. Our second assistant was able to recruit a little bit, but you know, unfortunately we weren't here. We aren't here because it's too busy for us to be here and for the state championship to happen on the same weekend.
Yeah.
But you know, we count on those Alaska athletes to help us with our program. And we have, you know, in all my years here, we've had a good chunk of Alaska athletes that contribute and help us with our success.
Yeah, and that's a big part. And that gets a community involved with it as well when they see some of those homegrown local athletes coming out. And like you said, you've had a history of it and a history of getting some of the very best locally to stay here at UAA.
Yeah, we have been lucky enough to get some of the best athletes to best volleyball athletes to stay here at UAA. We're excited about being able to do that. And they, you know, love to play here for the state championship. And so they know what it's about. And hopefully we can keep that connection going.
Yeah, I think that's really important now, especially, you know, with all of this stuff that's going on with, you know, the legislation, but making sure that, you know, we still keep that like UA strong, you know, commitment and community. I think it still continues to bring people to the games. And I think people do really want to support, you know, not just, you know, UA athletics as a whole, but every single program. So I think it's been a good season overall. I think it's growing and I'm excited. I'm excited for Saturday for sure.
Yeah. Thanks. We have the team we played last night, as far as the record goes, they played us very tough. Not quite as strong as the team we'll see on Saturday night. So just scouting them down the hallway, and they're a very good team. So we'll have to bring our A game on Saturday to get a win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, stiff competition, you know very well. You're 4-time GNAC Coach of the Year, 3-time West Region Coach of the Year. So you certainly know the good competition and have handled that pressure and led these teams to successful seasons. All 12 seasons now have been winning seasons for you. Prior to that, you know, UA didn't have that much success, but you certainly have turned the program around and put it on the national spotlight. Prior to that, coming out of the junior college ranks in Nebraska, winning a national title, and then coming up here, what was that transition like and how did that come about?
Yeah, you know, volleyball is volleyball no matter where you go. We've, you know, done some of the same things we did at the junior college level. The support here is amazing compared to, you know, at the junior college level, I did it. Mm-hmm. You know, I put the nets up. I was the sports information director. You know, I was the athletic trainer, you know. So it was, you know, kind of a one person, or my assistant coach and I basically were it. So it was a nice change, obviously, to have all that support, and all the support that we have here at UAA makes my life a lot easier. So as far as volleyball goes, you know, it's at the junior college level, you could almost take a night off sometimes and still get a win because we had some really good talent. Here at Division II, especially in our conference, you can't. Mm-hmm. You know, you saw last night the team that is in last place in our conference almost upset us in that first. I mean, it was 26-24 in two of the sets. So even teams that don't have real good records are very competitive. And so it's night in and night out. You have to come and you have to be ready every single night. So that's what's a little bit, you know, quite a bit different. You have to be prepared. You can't just go into a match expecting a win.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you tell the team and in order to prepare for, like, maybe not just all of the matches, but is there something even specific for this upcoming last home game match that you guys are just like primarily focusing on?
Well, you know, it's a little easier this year. We are headed to playoffs. Last year, we were not. Mm-hmm. And so a little easier to get the team motivated just as we go on and hopefully make a dent in that playoff. So we hope that we can, you know, go deep into the NCAAs, and to do that, we have to continue to improve and see if we can't even get a little bit better, even though there's only 2-3 weeks left.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of the teams in the West Region rankings, you've certainly seen and are very familiar with. Cal State San Bernardino was up here earlier this year. Western Washington and others in the GNAC are going to be there as well. And you've also had two big wins against Western Washington this year. So certainly you've seen some of those top talent teams in the West Region, familiar with them.
Yeah, actually, San Bernardino, we played at their place on the second weekend of the season. They played well. We didn't play so well. So one of their 24 wins was one of our losses. And so they're definitely, they're not the number one team actually in the country. Mm-hmm. So they're not just the number one West Region ranked team. They are the number one team in the country. And they probably have the best player in the country, an outside hitter that is just crushing it right now. So we would love to see them again. We would love to play them again. Mm-hmm. And it will likely be on their home court when we've been there. We were there playing earlier in the year, and I think that gives us an advantage. You know, we know the campus, and the familiarity of being somewhere before helps us to be more comfortable and maybe play a little better.
Yeah, I mean, as a former student athlete myself, I know that, you know, the traveling, it does bring a little bit of nerves, and you're kind of like, I don't know if I should play here, and what are all these people thinking? But, you know, at the end of the day, your goal is to just help the team win and come out with a dub and do your best.
Yeah, you know, and academically, we obviously want our players to all graduate. And Vanessa Hayes, who will be honored, one of the seniors who will be honored, will be graduating in 4 years with a psychology degree. And
that's great.
It takes, you know, some to be an athlete and to finish in 4 years is pretty incredible. And I believe she has a 3.9 GPA, wow, something like
just
that.
Just doing the most.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been fortunate to have some very good students on our team. I think this last year we had a 3.6 GPA overall. So
wow.
one of the highest since I've been here. And so
we
always like that. You know, players who are good in the classroom are fast learners on the court as well, mm-hmm. we found. So we're happy to see that we have some intelligent players out on the court.
That is good. Yeah, it seems like they're strongly disciplined too, you know, not just, you know, on the court, but overall in life. And yeah, that obviously can translate into, I mean, how successful they are.
And we get to see firsthand how much they work hard on and off the court.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of which, I think a lot of them are in study hall right down the hallway right now. Mm-hmm. And so they're always down here working with each other and getting their academics up. So that's a true testament to you and the program of how hard these girls work off the court as well as on. I mean, we certainly see you out on the court multiple times and always getting work out there, but mm-hmm. you know, really good program that you're running with the girls.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we try our best to make them successful. You know, our job is to, you know, as volleyball coaches, make them the best volleyball players they can be and then help them get their mm-hmm. Bachelor's degree.
Now, going into the season, you talked about you only have one senior on the staff right now, one that's academic, a second one that will be academically as a senior. So a relatively young team for the most part on this one. Has this team exceeded your expectations for where you thought, or did you see the potential that they were going to be one of the top in the GNAC as you are sitting right now?
Yeah, to be honest, I thought I didn't know that we would be quite this successful, to be honest. But there have been some players that have really stepped up, maybe more than we thought, and early in their career. So mm-hmm. we're excited with where we're at, and we want to keep it going.
Certainly. And with the core group that you have is coming back, and it should lead to several more years of success. Don't want to jinx it and knock on wood or anything, but the foundation is set there. I mean, you have a young, good core group of girls that have been proven successful so far in the GNAC, and it'll be fun to watch in years to come.
Yeah, thank you. It is a young team. And like you said, you never know what happens down the road. The GNAC is so competitive. You know, we've had several matches that just 1 or 2 points. And so it's, you know, it's a fingernail sometimes mm-hmm. and that's it. And so it's every win's, you know, a lot of the wins have been very close. And so one way or the other, it's tough.
Yeah, I think one of the other good things that you also do with the program is you have a lot of former players that are still involved with the program, whether that's your assistant coaches with Stacy and Brooke. And then you also have people that come back out like Morgan, who comes in, and Aaron. So it's good to have some of those former players that are still involved and give that sort of inside perspective to the student athletes.
Yeah, Stacy Meisner played here my first 2 years, stayed in Alaska, loves Alaska, moved from Nebraska with me up here and decided to stay. And then Brooke Pottle is also here, our second assistant. And she, an Arizona kid that is here in Alaska after, you know, 4 or 5 years after graduating, after being out of undergraduate work. And then a volunteer assistant, Erin Braun, who is looking for an engineering. She has an engineering degree, trying to stay in Alaska as well. So, you know, that doesn't always happen, obviously, but players come up a lot of times or many times and fall in love with the state and the people and the community and decide that they're going to make this their home.
Yeah, certainly relate to that. I think I love Alaska, you know, coming here from SoCal, it's been quite different, but you know, again, the people here and the community here, and especially at UAA, I really feel that there's, you know, it's small enough to where you feel like, you know, you don't have to be inconveniencing people or, you know, you can talk to anybody, but it's big enough where it makes an impact, not only just, you know, around Anchorage, but, you know, overall in the state as well. So I think it's really cool here.
Yeah, you know, a lot of our players agree with you, and a lot of our previous players are, you know, I could go through a list of people that mm-hmm. players that we've recruited from out of Alaska mm-hmm. who are still here and part of the community. And so I think, like you mentioned, UA Strong, you know, still being here mm-hmm. as an athletic program is more than what you see. You know, it's there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people don't know about, that people don't see, that add to the community of Anchorage.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and certainly, like you touched on, there's a lot of things that people don't see, and we get to see it, fortunately, firsthand. And your program, the other programs here at UA, certainly go above and beyond behind the scenes community effort, the hard work and dedication. The student athletes themselves are putting in a lot of work in the classroom, a lot of work and pressure put onto these kids. But, all the coaches do a really good job of keeping the kids on the right track.
Yeah. Well, basketball season's just getting underway. And, you know, the basketball programs, since we are so close together, you know, just down the hallway, we all three, you know, the volleyball program and the basketball programs are very familiar with each other since we're on the same court. And so, yeah, I can attest to, you know, the other two sports that here that play here, that we all do our best to get our athletes to be as successful as they can be.
And still time to catch the UAA volleyball team one last home game here at the Alaska Airlines Center.
Senior night,
Saturday, November 23rd against Seattle Pacific, 7 p.m. Still time to get tickets. Come on down. Exciting team to watch. A great program. All the success that you're having this year right now at the top of the GNIC, but certainly on the way to the West regions.
Yeah, we were, I don't know if you knew this, but if Central Washington had upset Western Washington last night, we had the game going on the bench, we would have won the GNIC, or maybe not yet. We still have to win Saturday's match, but we would have been in a position to win the conference because we would have been tied and we win the tie break with Western Washington.
Yeah, taking two wins against them.
But unfortunately, Western Washington did win the game against the eighth rated team in the region, Central Washington, last night. So Western Washington still has to play Saturday. We obviously still have to play on Saturday, so it's still possible. But Central Washington's a very good program and we were hoping that they might take one from Western last night, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. Better luck next time.
Yeah.
There's still hope, though.
Exactly.
They could get knocked off on Saturday.
We're hoping for you guys to win, regardless.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're rooting for you. And like we said, too, you guys are well on your way to head to the playoffs and wish you the best of luck for not only tomorrow night, but into the playoffs as well and all the continued success that you had. And I failed to mention earlier, too, congratulations as well. You were also inducted into the NJCAA Hall of Fame in 2011. So congrats on all your accomplishments with that and certainly the success that you've had in your 12 seasons here at UAA as well.
Thanks, Sean. Thank you.
Big kudos.
Thank you
Big
very much.
Big kudos. Well, yes. So game on Saturday, 7 p.m. Get your tickets. Follow us on all of your social. And yeah, let us know that you're listening and supporting the programs.
Once again, a big thank you to Chris Green, head coach of UAA Women's Volleyball, for joining us on the Alaska Airlines Center podcast.
Thank you for having me.
If you've enjoyed this episode and want more exclusive behind-the-scenes interviews and takes, listen to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast with John and Kate.
Follow us on all of our social media at AK Air Center on Twitter. Oh, and AK Air Center on Instagram.
Of course, can't forget Instagram.
Good old IG. Send us your DMs.
Until next time, you've been listening to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast with John and Kate.
We out.